Blog Talk Radio.
All right, well, we are back here on the Now Network. This is Man Up, the Movement, and Women Speak Now. It's Hot Topics, and is it hot already? Woo! It's warm. Already discussion is hot, and we are starting to really open up the channels of communication. Dr. Julia is here with us. Come on, let's celebrate the Lord in this place and give everybody an opportunity to get back on. Let's just thank him for this opportunity. Let's just thank him. Come on, put your hands together and worship him right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I praise you. Thank you. No weapon formed against this broadcast will prosper. Amen. Amen. So, Dr. Julie, you mean to tell me that it's really about us trying to build relationships? Now, I got a text while we were starting back up. But how do we fix it? How do we get it back in order? Where do we go back to the old, or does something new have to be instituted for men and women to come into relationship and build a family, build an empire?
I think that when two people decide they want to make the transition of putting things in order, then it comes to a place to where they begin to navigate to change roles and shift out things by sitting down and communicating what it is expected of the other, and negotiate on things that they want to see change and
right,
give
right.
it a try. And what I found that helped, because I used to be one of those who were very independent because I did it all, even with the husband, I was used to taking care of everything. I never wanted to wait on anybody to do it. I wanted to make sure the lights are paid, the rent is paid, everything is done, because it was just my own way of being secure because I was used to handling things. But when the Lord started using the roles of what he wrote in Scripture about the man being the head of the house, then I had to learn how to submit, okay, and
right.
at the same time lose the fears and give the man a chance to come to his rightful position where I had taken from him, in a sense, because I was taking the lead, which was backwards.
Right.
He should be taking the lead, and I take the, you know, the help me position. And then the fear of giving it to him because I didn't think he could handle it, if I could be honest about it.
No, please be honest with us right now, because watch this. When you get done, now both of us are single. Oh, wait a minute. You still single, right?
Huh?
You still single, right?
Oh, no. I've not been single in 25 years.
See, so you come from experience. And also, I am single. Now, I'm married to the Lord, and I claim that relationship for the last whatever you want to call. But to be in a physical relationship in marriage, I am single, and so I know my experience comes from my wrongs that happened in my only marriage, and I'm trying, you know, I'm in the perfect role, but I also have a problem here. They're also 25 and some, and I know it's been up and down, and I know it's been all around, but let's bring him in on his perspective of this, because we really got to look at it from all angles to find out the real solution. Come on, Prophet.
Hey, man, I didn't really hear what the question was.
Why are women so
independent? Well, you know, that's a good question, and I really believe it started with what the doctor just said, was that, you know, men was not in the home to really teach the balance, to balance, because men really bring the balance. If the man was in the home, he brings the balance of how that young child, that young lady, would see her, how her father would act, how he would take care of bills, how he would take care of the household, how he would take care of her mom. And so when you have the man not in place in his proper position, then guess what? You have no choice but to have that woman to be independent. You know, and
somebody
so
got to pay the bill.
It's not her fault. that she's that way. It's because we as men and have not been there to take our rightful position. And then the doctor said something else that was so that I thought was so you know, she said, I had to have the head because I didn't think my husband could handle the position. That speaks volume. That speaks volume, you know, because now this is just my belief. I really believe that women really want the man to lead. But when you start messing up the money, when you start misappropriating such a sudden situation, when you don't know how to handle conflict resolutions, then guess what? You really force her hand to take over the position.
That's right.
Amen.
You know, and like she said, I shouldn't even be in this position. It should be my head. We have to play the head role, but because of the position, hey, here I am, you know. And I believe that goes back to, you know, the raising of a man. You know, I think the man should be in the house, not just to pay the bills, but to show the children how we ought to act, how we ought to treat one another. And when you don't have a father there to have that stability, man, I'm telling you, we are setting the generation up behind us, we're setting them up for doom. Because anytime that man is not there, it's setting that child up for doom.
Mm. We see that's where
Amen.
Man up is really, but that's really what the reason for man up, doctor, is that we are here to not point fingers. We're here to join fingers and say, I did it wrong. You know, let's not get into testimony service, but we know what we've done wrong, and we're trying to share. No, not trying. We are sharing what's right. And that's what's so good about talking with you and with the other ladies that have also. And I know you guys are going to come hard because I got a little backup tonight. I know you're going to come hard on Thursday. But independence really is something that has been set. And I'm going to say it again. It's something that's been set because you said, well, I'm used to this. I'm set in my ways. It's set. The only way you can break something that's set is that you have to create something new. And so
that's
the way
true.
Marriage and the way relationship used to be won't be again. We have a prime example of Prophet and his family and his wife built the way it should be with the ups and downs. But that life, that building a relationship is over. It's more of this is just me speaking because I do counsel and I do hear from both parties. This is team building time where it's just not, the man is the head because the woman got a good job. She's not going to leave it. It's team building time that you both work and learn how to do the dishes together, do the housework together, build together, partner together, and things like that. I think that's a good start for us to now look at, not pointing the fingers, well, why is she independent? Or why is he bossy? Or why is he that? Where do we find the middle ground to say, can we work together now to build a relationship so we can get our children raised the right way? Somebody has to make a sacrifice.
Yes.
So the children
yes.
can survive. We can turn this thing around, and I'm not trying to be mean. I'm trying to be 100. It's over for me. I'm almost 60 years old. So I've already kicked into this is my second quarter. Most people say third. This is my second quarter because I got 60 more to go before I retire. But most people don't look at it that way. And we have to be prepared to get the other ones prepared. Let's just count it a loss and say, you know what? I know I'm not going to be a president. I know I won't be the leader of Microsoft. I know I won't be this. I'm going to stay in my lane, do what I'm doing, but can I get these young people under me, my siblings, my kids, anybody connected to me, how do we use these experiences to bond relationship, to build others? My question. And this is a way off track.
How do we build them? How do we help the new, the generation, our grandchildren, our children to make the right,
since we didn't do it right? This is what I'm saying is this. How do we do it? how do we finally make a way and amends between the male and the female sex? We now look at the future for others instead of ourselves. Because we can sit here, and I know we're not doing it, but we can debate all day long. Well, I'm dependent because you left me. And I don't understand because it wasn't me. You know, there's so many reasons we could throw out there. I'm saying, how do we communicate the solutions to the men and women that are asking these questions, that the solution is, fine, can we fix it so we do the right thing for those under us, is what I'm saying. Is that clear to anybody?
I believe it can be fixed. I believe you can fix it. I believe it's based on what you want to do with a relationship.
Mm.
I believe that a relationship is what you decide to make it and how much work you're willing to put in it. And then using the outline that God has put in place for us to position ourselves and being willing to work from that standpoint, learning to be what is needed to be as the person in the leadership and the help meet, knowing your role.
I love it. I love it. I can challenge this thing, and you're going to always bring it back to the foundation that God's order can be in place. I don't know if this is the right time or not, but I've been really kind of concerned about a question that I was presented with. You guys know that we are starting a worldwide prayer vigil, and we're starting at home. Compton is my city. Compton is my home. Raised, bred there. Father planted a church there. That's my home. And we're praying against violence, corruption, and a killing. And someone told me that, why am I praying against that? Because the Bible said it's going to happen. That means I'm praying against God. Woo! Y'all know Pastor E, I almost went into a conference. Because I don't believe God wants to see any relationship or any person lost. I believe in true salvation when God says he's not slack to his promises. But his desire is that all find repentance. And that really kind of hit me that someone looked at it that place and said, why would you pray against that? Well, what? I'm not praying against prophecy and what's going to happen. I'm praying against the young kid that grew up in the same neighborhood with the old lady that he just robbed. I'm praying against the kid that went to school with the teacher that now he just jumped on or did something bad to. I'm talking about the inner city crimes and the things that are happening that we're praying against, but was kind of bent by that. Because don't ever think you can't pray against God.
No.
Prophet, does God pray?
Say that again?
Well, somebody told me I was praying against God. Does God pray?
No, God doesn't have to pray.
We're going to preach now. Doctor, does God pray?
He doesn't have to pray. He told us to.
Yeah.
So how can I pray against God when God don't pray?
Yeah, God, all God has to do is speak it, Woo. And it'll come to pass.
And it's done. Done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done. It's done immediately. It's so God done. Doesn't have to pray. We are the ones. That's why the disciples in the book of Matthew's asked Jesus, based upon how John the Baptist was teaching his disciples how to pray, Jesus said, well, you need to pray in this matter in the book of Matthew, the sixth chapter. You know, he said,
mm-hmm.
Our Father who art in heaven.
Our
so
Father.
Jesus taught us how we should pray.
Amen.
Amen.
And violence is not my will. So not my will, but your will be done. Killing is not my will.
And
so
then Pastor,
nope.
Can I say this?
Yes.
You know, the scripture told us in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill, and he also say don't steal, and all these other things. So why would you be praying against God when these are actually the things that are taking place? Though we know we live up under the two commandments where he said, love the Lord thy God with all the heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbor as you do yourself. But if you do those two, you cover the ten, because nobody wants to steal from himself or kill himself. So
Ooh, come on,
why would you be praying against God if you're speaking and praying about life? God is the giver of life, and no man has the right to take a life because he has not given that life.
Well, you know, we perish for a lack of knowledge. And that was the one thing I responded. And my response was not holy over thou or anything. It was very cool, calm, and collected, and explaining the fact that all I do is want the will of God. The will of God is that he wants everybody to find repentance. So just because you were a killer, if you repent, he says, if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you. That's reaching the lost and unsaved. I'm trying to get as many as I can before he do come.
Mm-hmm. And then he said if anyone should come to him, he said he would in no way cast them away.
Prophet told us on Sunday, he said he would cast it into the sea of forgetfulness. He will remember no more. He just prophesied that to us on Sunday. And that's what he said in the new covenant. So I said that, and it was anointed because we were talking about how do we fix relationships? How do we accept where we are and go forward with God? With God, we can do anything. It can be fixed. Families can be fixed. We prayed on Sunday. Now, I'm not trying to say I'm all that because I'm not, but I know prayer works. We prayed on Sunday that Putin would drop to his knees and call out Jesus. And Monday morning, I had three of my members calling me, Putin called a ceasefire. Well, that was good enough for me because he stopped killing innocent people and he was not doing what he did. And I believe in his own personal time, he had to call out to Jesus because Jesus told him to stop.
Amen.
Prayer works when we pray.
Prayer works when we pray. Amen.
Amen. Now, if you got a question, wait a minute, hold on. Pastor Terry Dahl, she got her hand up. I know she's hot. She want to get into the conversation because why are you so independent? No. Why are women so independent?
Good evening. First of all, I'm saying good evening, my beautiful family. Then we can actually, we're going to go back to that. Why are women independent? You know, it goes back. This is National Women's Day. Good evening, my beautiful sister, Dr. Julie. Prophet Wood.
Good evening,
all of you guys, my family. But this is our day, Women's Day. But it goes back to when women left the household of being housewife. Being a housewife, you know, they were always housewife, doing all the women household duties and everything as a wife does. When women got that first paycheck, independent. Women became independent. And when women, and still the housewives became independent on their own also, still being a housewife. When they're in the house doing everything and they have to ask their husband, you don't have to ask them twice. You just do it yourself. So that's how women became independent. You know what? I was listening to the second question, too. Feeling appreciated as women. Why we do things that women do as women do in a household and your relationship. Because the Word of God tells us in 1 Corinthians 14 and 40, you do everything decent and orderly.
How many things?
Everything, decent and in order. Because we're doing it unto God. And you know what? You guys are speaking, and I remember what my mom said. Marriages just don't work. You have to work your marriages. My mom said that. They don't just work. You have to work your marriages. And my mom told me the key to your marriage will be listening. Not always speaking, but listening. Then you will understand that other person.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. Let the
Hallelujah.
Church say amen.
Hallelujah.
Come
He's
on.
A
Somebody
good
else
guy.
Out there. Is he a good guy?
Yes, he is.
Get in the conversation. Come on, somebody. Dial one. Minister Regulate. Almost called him something else, but Minister Regulate, I know you're still here, and he is successfully in marriage too. Now, how long have you been married, my brother?
Now, Pastor G, I'm going to have to get my calculator, my cash register, and start popping all these numbers, get this right.
Get it right. You don't want to get that one wrong.
Well, you know, actually, we married twice. I married the same woman twice. First time we married was think it was June 28, 2003. And then I think the second time was June 29, 2013.
Ooh, Jesus.
See, she corrected me, 14. So, you know, and we did that just because of love. So I think we might just have to think about doing it the third time and for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you know.
Come on now. Come on. See, we talking about good marriage now.
But to make it every 10 years, we might have to go ahead and make that plan for next year. But it's just a
Well, let me be
thing.
The one who remarry y'all the third time.
You got it.
Yep, and I'm going to sing at your wedding, too.
You just spoke it into existence.
And tell your
yes,
wife
sir,
I can't sing a little bit.
I want to thank everybody, and I'm just listening in, acquiring knowledge and the righteousness of life and the truth. So I appreciate this platform you brought to light.
Well, we're going to keep it going. We're going to keep it pushing, and we're going to do what the Lord has said. Now, Dr. Julie, I know I got to get a second question in with you because I know for sure on Thursday your partners be coming with all different kinds of angles and stuff. So can I ask one more? One more.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Why do women always want the bad boy?
Well, I think it's because of.
Oh, look! You must have been ready for this one. Hold on, you geared. I see you set up in your chair.
The bad boy. I don't know why some of them want a bad boy. I think it's maybe because of his experience, or he looks like he takes the initiative, or he's not passive, maybe. Sometimes men can be passive, but the bad boy looks like he knows what he's doing, even if he don't.
Well, you know, the reason why I asked that question, and I could talk on this personal, I'm not going to go there, but the young society today is leaving their homes for the bad boy just because he got a gun, just because he's smoking big blunts. And
oh, that kind of bad boy.
And,
oh, okay. No,
the reason, the question came from an older society. But then when I started to, because every before I ask the questions, I reach out to people and I get responses. And he said, bro, my daughter, man, bad boy, he a killer boy. And then you look at the new music and the new rappers and all this, and all of them got guns. All of them got big jewelry. And the kids are following that. But it started with the generation before liking the bad boy. How do we break the chain of that? Mm-hmm. And why do women draw to that? I mean, I can open a door for you. I can open the door for you and get less recognition than the dude that you open the door for him. Or I walk on the outside of the sidewalk as I was trained and taught as a young man that you always protect. If a car come off the grid, you get hit first. If somebody try to rob you, you take the first bait. And now it's the women on the outside. Where did that start? Where did that come from? And that's where the question really hit me, is that why do women like the bad boy? And the bad boys now are killers. My granddaughter, they ran away behind a killer. I know everybody's out there praying for her, but I know she still, even when she comes home, still would rather go with that type of person that has nothing. I mean, I look.
Could
at
it be environmental? Could it be the environment that you come out of, possibly? Because most of the time you're pulled toward what you come from, or should I say the environment that you're used to. If you're used to it, so if you could be in a room, I'm gonna tell you like a counselor told me one time, because I had come out of a domestic relationship, and what they said was, if I was in a room with a good guy, I would pick the bad guy because of the where I come from, because of the things I saw in my home, and I would be gravitated to it. It's like being with a group of people. You don't have to know them, but whatever your environment is, you'll be gravitated to that person, which would make you sector off into a group. Mm. You know what I'm saying? If you entered a place where there was different people. So sometimes it's the environment that you come out of that makes you more susceptible to a bad boy.
Ooh, I hope people are listening right now, because you can't really blame a person from what they're used to seeing and what they are accustomed to acknowledging. You know, it says that we perish for lack of knowledge, but if you don't know better, how can you be held accountable for better?
Yes, amen. So true.
It's kind of that seed or that foundation that has been sown. Come on, prophet. I know you got a prophetic word on this one.
I just walked into the office, but I do. But give me about 5 minutes, because I know y'all are still going to be talking.
Do what you do. Do what you do. Amen. Come on, Pastor Terry. I know you already, we've had the conversation about the bad boys, and we've seen the elevation from just being cool. Because it used to be just being cool or just being able to hold your own. It wasn't really being a bad boy. I didn't have to have a gun.
Dr. Julie, you hit it on the nose. You said a product of your environment. Because I was born and raised in Compton. And I know it was bad boys there.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
Compton, you're from the CPT.
You know,
no, I'm just playing. We both from the CPT.
You know what, this is what we're preparing for lack of knowledge. Because they that's why we have to reach these younger generations. Like, so the granddaughters and the grandnieces go to the bad boys. Bad boys only get you in trouble. I was a bad boy. He's sitting on San Quentin dead low. Been on there 30 years. I think I was 19, 20. It was God's relief to get him off, you know, but praise God for his goodness. But they have to know, your life can be in danger with a bad boy. You have to know, do he love God? If he loves God, then he'll love you. If he don't love God, we got to teach each generation, let him be. He may look good, sound good, but he ain't no good inside. Bad boys, my God. That's a hot topic. That should wake up the young man.
Wait a minute, hold on.
That's a
two-way street. What about that bad girl?
Yeah, the young.
Ooh, what
young
about that bad?
Young,
you know, we could take look, y'all, we could take a whole segment of next month and talk about the bad boys and the bad girls, because all of us have been the bad boy and have went after the bad girl and everything else, because everything that look good ain't good. Everything that sound good is not good.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
It's hyped up right now with the media and their music. Everything they listen to is bad. Everything they listen to have a curse word. The media, everything they cut on, they got half their butt off on TV. And they got, you know, it's feeding into them.
I heard
so
the lyrics the other day talking about, I kill your
something
baby.
Positive. They're receiving all this negative stuff. So, you know,
I'm
so
serious.
We gotta,
I heard some
they got to tool it up.
I heard some lyrics the other day say, I'll kill your baby.
See what I'm saying?
You know, I'm like,
they
wait a minute. Hold on. And the music industry is feeding into these kids when they, watch this, are products of their environment. They're products of the relationships that they've seen that weren't whole.
Uh-huh.
They're products of an independent mother because she had to work all the time, so they had a lot of free time to do their own thing.
When they listen to gospel music all day, they listen to, you know, gospel hip-hop, that's what's going to be put into them, and that's what's going to pour out. But if they listen to all this cursing and killing and everything and watching it on TV, they play a video game, what spirits is getting in them? And they want to go out and mimic it. Oh, yes, we got to stop.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, we are a hip-hop, Christian hip-hop advocate, and we got some bangers. You got a kid out there that needs to listen to something that's banging, get in touch with me. I will share it free. YouTube is free. But that where, you know, where it all started, it had to start somewhere. How did I like a bad boy unless I seen somebody like a bad boy? Or how did I like this unless I saw that? Amen.
Well,
look, amen.
We have done a awesome job tonight. I thank everyone who continued to go through this situation with us where we got cut off and we came back, and you guys did dynamic because the numbers doubled. We had and we came back, we're reaching about 60 online that could dial one right now and talk with us, and online is probably just blowing up. So we know that this has went forward. We know that that we've done what we were called to do here is just petition. But I want to call out my brothers, because I'm not going to just do all the answering myself on Thursday. I need, even though I will do it for you, and I am your advocate, I am your mouthpiece, I'm whatever you need me to be. See, I copied off of Prophet Dwayne. You know, he your brother, your cousin, your nephew, your uncle, or whatever. But I'll be whatever you need me to be, and let my voice be heard. On Thursday, we came hard. We only got through two questions tonight. That means they were hot topics, and we were able to really talk about them. And I know I've taken some notes here saying, oh, that's a footnote to give. That's a suggestion to share and give these couples and these individuals that we're mentoring and that we're counseling some meat to go by. Thank you for everybody's participation tonight. And get ready for Thursday. Thursday is Hot Topics, and yes, it's Women Speak Now with Man Up. We got to answer. So I need your participation. And ladies, Dr. Julie needs yours too. Get your questions in. And she has already a bunch of them, but get some more, and we might get some fresh meat. And it'll be something that's more more addressing for what we're talking about right now. But let's do this thing, and let's continue to go higher. I want to bring everybody in that was on the call. Give your last remarks. If you dial one and you put your hand up, I'm talking to you. But before we go there, area code 310, last 40539, you're live on Hot Topics. Come on in.
Well, good evening, everybody. Hi. I just had to get in because, you know what, a bad boy, right? And I think about my daddy, right? And I think about the man that he was and how he led the family. He led the family, you know, going to church, being, you know, making sure that, you know, we said our prayers and that we stayed together as a family. But when I look at him, he was always one who protected, you know, my mom and the family and whatnot. And he wasn't a punk. And I just got to say that, right? When we think about men, right, I don't want to be around nobody who is a punk. I want to be around somebody who's not softer than me, that's going to lead me and protect me and show me the way. And so I can be submissive to that particular man. And so, you know, I love the fact that we have Man Up. And we can share how men should be men and how women can be submissive unto the man. But, you know, I love the topic. You know, I just had to say that because when we think about, you know, a bad boy, you know, I just thought about my dad and how, you know, this was a bad man, right? And he protected us and he provided for us. So wanted to share that. And I love the fact that, you know, as Man Up is progressing and we're, you know, sharing with the young men coming up how to be men, you know, how to lead the family and how to conduct themselves. I'm just so proud to be part of it. So just wanted to say that, Pastor E and family.
And don't be no punk.
And don't be, I had to say it, right? Somebody got to say it. I
Prophet
ain't
G.
Don't be a
Prophet
punk.
G.
I don't want to
Frankie,
hear. Listen.
Mr. Frankie.
You already know, all right, so Minister Terry, you know, Pastor Terry, you know.
Yes, Lord.
Don't bring me no punk.
That's right.
You hear that? Don't be
Sorry.
No punk.
So I had
you
to say
he gives us the desires of our heart.
Come
you
on
now. Pray to give you praise to give us the desires of our heart.
Ooh, we needed that. That was so, I had to mute myself because I just almost fell out of my chair.
What is a punk?
I love it. I love
what
it.
Is a punk?
I'm
like, wait a minute. Hold on. What's a punk?
I don't want somebody softer than me.
No poo
Can
butt.
I just say
no
that?
Poo butt.
I don't want a poo butt. I want somebody again.
A poo butt.
He's going to walk
poo
on
man.
The
poo butt. He used to call him
Bruh,
poo butt.
I'm just trying to stay in the, within my means.
Doc, did you hear that?
Yes,
poo butt?
Lord.
I'm only taking what they're giving me.
Oh, my oh, God. We're going to take what
take
we give you. Thank
back.
You so much, Mr. Oh, Jesus. You got me
oh,
smiling. My cheeks red.
Yeah, Montgomery. I'm just doing Montgomery in a reel.
Montgomery.
Yeah, so you figure good 8 hours. I won't try to get 10, though.
Come on, man. Get it in. Come on, Prophet, your closing remarks.
Yeah. That's it.
What is the punk?
That's it.
Drop the mic. What is the punk? Bam. You good, Doc?
Yes, sir.
Minister Clarence, come on, Minister Regulate, you got any closing remarks?
Yes, I'm going to touch on the last part where I heard
the poop butt part.
No, I'm not going to. I would choose a better word. I would call it a coward because nowadays with the LGBTQ and all that, sometimes we have to be mindful of some of the words we use because there may be someone listening or hear this program and might be offended to certain words we use. So, you know, I remember back in the day we used to call them sissies, you know what I'm saying? So we have to be real careful on some of the words we use. But one thing I like to share with everybody, one of the evil diseases which is the key to all the evils we have in our society is profanity. We have to eliminate that, especially for us. It's not for us. It came from those dark age people who didn't live in a civilization. They cursed everything. They stole everything. They killed and pillaged for everything. And that's one of the reasons why we have many of these problems, especially as blacks, not just in America, but around the world. We have been infected with all these evils, and it began with profanity. All of us, when we were in our youth, it was very rarely used. It was used as a necessity. It wasn't used so liberally now as it is today. It seemed like if a person is not using profanity, he doesn't have a conversation. But to get the same point across to someone without using profanity, you have to use intelligence because profanity, it takes no knowledge at all to use. It is the lowest form of language. So let's share that. It's an evil social disease that's in our communication, and it's not for us. It's not actually for anybody. And this last point, St. Patrick, he is not a saint. He was a Hitler. He was the same thing as Putin. He killed a whole island of African tour pygmies. Google it up. And they made him a saint. And the reason they call them leprechauns is because they were short and they had gold. So we need to do our history on who we are and ourselves so we can, man, step over all this stuff, step through this stuff, and dominate and conquer all these evils, come out as the people we supposed to be, God's people.
And y'all need to get his book. Regulate, the man, the woman, I'm telling you, still in my library and will stay in my library, but it needs to go viral across this nation. Detroit, Chicago, New York, Atlanta, all the places that the blindness of what has gone on in our society can be lit up. This brother has some information. That's why I'm so grateful that he is partnering with me to continue to spread the word, man. Thank you, my brother. Tell them your website, man. Tell them how to get the book, bro. Tell them how to invite you, man. Book you. What do we do?
My website is regulatethemanual.com. You can reach me from there. I'm Clarence M. Allen on Facebook. I'm Regulate the Man on Twitter. Regulate the Man on Instagram. Just look me up. Check out some of my videos. I talk about my book. Professor Lester Reams called me a prophet because what's in this book is happening. It comes to light. I wrote something, and Trump, he did it. Putin is doing it now. And let me share this about the book. The cover of the book, it looks like it looks like the LA River of the map that's on the book. But actually, it is the Dugava River, which is in Belarus right now. This book is something special, man. It's so many things that comes out I see, and I thank God for a man like you that has been exposed and see capabilities of this book, what it can do. So I thank God
for
you.
And it has not reached its potential. But the more we all get together, it's going to reach its potential, and we'll all see the glory of it. Let's share it. Let's let somebody know about it. Let's bring it to your city, to your state, to your church, and let's regulate. Love you, bro. Pastor Terry, closing remarks.
Back. Amen. You know, I touch and agree with Minister Clarence on words. Words do carry a lot of weight, because we have generations right now, they address each other by curse words. So we do have a lot of work to do. But Pastor, you have taught us the principles that whatever bad habit we have, we can replace it with a good habit. And I always say, if we keep everything decent in order, with God head of all of us, over the men, who over the women, who are over the children, then everything should work in its perfect place. Amen?
Amen. Let's do it.
Amen.
Dr. Julie, close your remarks. Dr. Julie?
Yes.
Closing remarks?
Well, I think this was a hot topic tonight, and I think it's only going to get better. And it was definitely words that we discussed here tonight that was needed. I thank God for being here.
Amen, amen. Well, for anybody out there, you might have come late. The replay is available. If you saw the link I shared with you, that HTTP link is good forever. It will always go back to tonight's broadcast. The one I sent you last month, the one I sent you the month before, will always direct you to the broadcast that we were on. Please go listen. You think somebody else needs to hear it? Share it. And guess what? We are making ground. We are already positioning ourselves to go somewhere that we've never, ever, ever, ever seen before. And that is us coming together as one. Without the sexuality, without the wants, the needs, the desires, but the oneness of God that calls us children, that calls us friends, that now calls us saints. So let's serve the Lord. Let's show somebody that we can do it. And don't you know, the change you want to see starts with you. So let's do better on our own, that we can share others with others through our actions. And they see that when we come together to communicate, we start to sound alike. Now we start to act alike, and we start to love alike. And we can do it, I'm telling you. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Thursday is going down, it's going down. Hot topics, Women Speak Now with Man Up here on the Now Network. I want to invite you all to please come out for our church anniversary, which is March 20th, and the pastor's anniversary on the 27th. We are expecting God to do great things. Pastor DJ is going to be here on the 20th, and then Pastor Dr. Prophetess Najuma Smith Pollard will be here on the 27th. You don't want to miss either one, but come on out and join us. You know we'll be live, so be a part. We're going to make a segment on the 27th that if you're out of state, we'll have a Zoom connected that you guys can make a response on the big screen and share whatever God has put on your heart. Guys, we love you. Know that you are what? Loved, honored, and appreciated. But the most important thing, you cannot leave here without knowing you are God's greatest miracle, and he's expecting you to start walking that way. He's expecting you to start talking that way. He's expecting you to start living that way so other people can see they can do it too. When? Now. Love you guys.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.